coming up on 5:45. The Wib Wake Up Show for a 32-degree Tuesday. We like to call them Taco Tuesdays around here. On this last week of October Connect Month, have we heard from you yet? We'd sure love to. You can text us, talk or text message at 715-396-1670. You can write us at 2396 Alley Road, Chippewa Falls. A lot of you received our mailing for October, so we're getting some letters back. And, hey, let us know that you're listening to the best 5 minutes of the day with yours truly and our friend Jason Cans, who's a year older. Good morning.
Good morning. I am indeed a year older. I made it through yet another birthday, so that was a good thing.
Tell us about your 49th birthday.
You know, so if you ask my kids, I typically make a big deal out of my birthday. Mm-hmm. Usually around December, I start telling them that my birthday is coming up.
But
just with the rolling of life this year, we didn't do a whole lot. It was Ian had a choir concert last night, which was wonderful. We were able to actually go and watch him sing in several different groups, and so that was good. In the past 4 days, he sang three of the four, so different events. And so that was kind of what we did. You know, I think the big event was the release of Letters to the Beloved.
Yeah.
And, hearing from folks about that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of a good day. I ate Meisfeld's brats, which are one of my favorite things in the whole world.
What kind of brats?
So Meisfeld's. There's a place in Sheboygan called Meisfeld's Triangle Market. And so I had some bratwurst in the freezer and made those yesterday. And so that was really good. And a good friend of mine, namely you, dropped off a stack of books on my porch and wrote me a really neat note. And so that was fun. I'm a little sad I wasn't here when you arrived, but, you know, it was a good day overall. It was relatively joyful. I have been feeling kind of heavy and dark lately, and yesterday felt pretty good to me. So it was good overall. A little bit frustrated. I had ordered 30 copies of Letters to the Beloved, and Amazon delivered one box, which contained eight of those, and the other ones are nowhere to be found. So, kind of wrestling through that with them right now.
And Amazon called that a good start. I guess they called that a good start.
Yeah.
I want to get your take on this. Our number for the day, I don't usually drop until between the 6:30 weather and the markets, but the number for the day is the number of hate groups across the United States. And the number is 838. And now I'm just trying to get my head around that. And I go, you know, certainly, wow. I don't know. I don't know what that all entails. It's just something that pops up. We have this service called InterPrep. But what's your reaction when you hear, 838 hate groups in this country?
It makes me feel really sad. I think, you know, the increasing division between and among people is hard to watch. I think it goes against the heart of God. You know, I was just reading in Letters to the Beloved this morning from 2 Thessalonians, and it talks about this continued fracturing in the world. And so I think the Bible anticipates the growth of hate between people. But I think part of what we are called to is to push back the darkness. And that feels like big and heavy work a lot of times. But I think it's frustrating and disheartening to hear that there are that many groups that can be identified that way.
Yeah, I guess I just think about, you know, in the Sermon on the Mount, amongst other places, but Jesus talking about, you know, as basically a couple of different things. I mean, he talks about what is it to love those who love you? That's nothing. It's to love those who don't, right? I mean, that's the high calling of love. So,
yeah. And how hard that is. You know, I think even if we're not part of a hate group, and hopefully none of us listening are. Rather, what does it look like in our day-to-day life? Who are those people we are intentionally thinking more poorly of, or making judgments of because they think or believe differently than what we do or how we understand Scripture?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a big part of Jesus's point was there are going to be a lot of people who you're going to disagree with pretty strongly, but what does it look like to still lead with love in those relationships?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, hey, happy birthday belatedly. We gave it to you
Thank you.
Today, and enjoy your last year in your 40s, friend, okay?
Yeah, hopefully it won't be too stressful this year.
Very good. Thank you. Jason Kahn starting the morning with us. Well, I've got a topic here this morning, and it's just a matter of perspective. And that is that you can look at even two of our different sources, I think, this morning for information and find a different take on this. I think I saw this. Yeah. So if you look in our morning kickers, it says Bucs fan rewarded after returning Brady's 600th TD ball.
And yeah. Buccaneers,
right. Yeah, the fan who got Tom Brady's 600 touchdown pass won't get to keep the ball.
Aww.
But he also won't be going home empty-handed. And they talk about Byron Kennedy, the fan who ended up with the record-breaking ball from Mike Evans, gave back the ball and will be getting some merchandise back in return. And it talks about he'll get two signed Brady jerseys, a helmet, another jersey autographed by Evans.
You know how much
Evans
that ball is
going to
be worth at auction.
I was
going
to say.
Yes, that's the point I wanted to get to. Here's the other headline in our InterPrep service. Bucs fan may have missed $750,000 payday.
Yeah.
And Jim Nance and Tony Romo were on top of this right away when that happened. Like during the game, some of their comments were, that's not a good deal.
So for those who aren't football fans, Tom Brady threw his 600th touchdown pass on Sunday. No one in the history of the NFL has
ever
thrown that many. So this was a milestone.
Like Aaron Rodgers is in the top five or so, and he just passed 420a couple
weeks
ago.
So this is 600.
By
a mile,
Brady's better.
May never happen again.
Right, so it's a big deal.
So somebody caught the pass.
Right, Mike Evans caught it, and somehow he gave it to somebody in the stands,
trying
and then they were
nice.
Like, coming on the sideline, like, oh, okay.
Not realizing it
They're
was like
Mike, Mike, we needed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brady kind of said later, like, I kind of thought that would be an important one to have. Number 600, like, I don't know that he'll get to 700.
Yeah, but you threw it, Tom Brady.
Yes.
If you threw it to someone, possession's 9/10 of the law. Mike Evans, really.
So, I don't know, you know, Brady jersey, another ball, whatever else, it's going to be nowhere near the $750,000 they estimate that that ball in the sports memorabilia racket. That's all.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all.
Somebody raised this guy right, and he said, listen, if you'd like, no, you take it. No.
If you ask nicely, I'll give it back.
Yeah. He'll probably fight you for the check, too.
Yeah.
You should at least give him season tickets or something.
Right.
Yeah, something for sure. So, anyhow.
Good man, Byron.
Good for you. God will reward you in other ways.
Who is this for that boatload of prizes?
There's all sorts of wonderful things that you get from being in my position, which I'm kind of daily grateful for. But I kind of want to be as grounded as possible for my family.
All right.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. I didn't get this without a couple of clues from Calvo.
It's an actor. It's a well-known actor.
All right, there you go. First clue. 715-723-2555. Mystery voice here on the Wib Wake Up Show
for
Big Ol'
Prize. All right, we got our first caller. Hi, what's your guess?
Russell Crowe.
Ooh, good
Russell
guess, but
Ron. Not Russell Crowe.
But we need these preliminary guesses. Call back.
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
You can always guess twice. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your guess?
Is it Hugh Jackman?
Good guess,
no.
Buddy.
That's what I guessed. I guessed Hugh Jackman, too.
Yes, you did.
I was wrong.
Hey,
is it Daniel Craig?
Is it Daniel Craig?
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow, that was way faster than I thought
you would. You didn't need the extra clues. Who are we talking to?
This is Jen from Eau Claire.
Hey, Jen.
Nice.
Jen from Eau Claire. What tipped it off for you?
Well, I knew his movie was coming, like, was out right now, so I thought, well, maybe they picked him.
That's why.
Jen, see, even if you don't know Daniel Craig, you know us. And
so. Now, for people who don't even know, tell people what role in the movie he was playing, right?
James Bond,
right? Never Say Die, I think.
Marty, Girl Power, Wind City.
By the way, we're not talking to just anybody, but this is Jen, and Jen was the dance champion. She's very involved with the Children's Theater in Eau Claire, right? Tell people about that.
Is this Jen Kiefer?
It is. Hello, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm a huge... And it was just her birthday.
Yeah.
So,
I don't have any Jen facts to share.
No Jen facts?
I don't have any Jen facts.
Well, she's the coolest. Plus, she rocks bangs.
Yep.
She looks like she's 20 years old, but she's like this amazing mom. And
what did they call the dance? Was it Dancing with the Eau Claire Stars, or what was the...
Yeah. So, it's Dancing with the Eau Claire Stars. It's patterned after the TV show.
Yeah.
So, we have a bunch of local celebrities, and they pair them with us theater folks who are dance, quote-unquote, pros.
Mm-hmm.
And we each have a choreographer, and they choreograph two great dances for us, and we compete. And I was lucky enough to be paired with Luke Salter from True Belt Collision, and we took home the Grand Champion Trophy.
Was that so fun?
Oh, my gosh. It's one of the most fun fundraisers you could ever attend and be part of. It's just, it's at the Pablo Center. It's just a great night.
You guys do the best, the Children's Theater, you guys do the best fundraisers. I mean, you really do. So, anyhow, congratulations. And congratulations on winning all these prizes by knowing Daniel Craig was the right answer.
There you go.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jen.
I'm not known for being prepared. I'm not the person you're going to go to say, hey, do you have a little mini sewing kit in your purse?
Mm.
Not that person. So this is why
I... Do you have candy, though? Because that's probably what I would be asking for.
Always. Yes. Always. And
See?
Gum.
That reminds me of the old TV show, like, Let's Make a Deal. The audience would be there, and it's like if you had a bobby pin or something.
Right. Yeah, right. I have nothing useful. Yeah. A lot of receipts and candy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So I appreciate lists like this that says, what are some things you should have that you should buy before you need it?
Yeah.
So, and I have four of these things. I don't know about you guys, but let's go.
All right.
First one, Mark.
First one, an EpiPen.
I would never think to have that, but that's important to have. Like in case you have a guest who gets stung by a bee or is allergic to something I made.
I'm not carrying one of those.
Okay.
So. All right, what else?
All right, so buy these things before you need them. How about a toilet plunger? Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So I mean, smart.
Spend a few bucks and get one because disaster of disasters.
Yes.
We were using one the other night, in fact. Yes.
Another thing you should buy before you need it here on the Wib Wake Up Show is a fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. After Phil married me and experienced a few things, we now have one upstairs and downstairs.
This is weird. Just yesterday, my wife got one to replace one that we had in the kitchen. So just yesterday. Something else you should buy before you need it is a will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Even though you have no earthly goods, which like me.
I, Caleb, being of sound mind.
Yes,
and then all my Legos. Oh, wait, my little brother's already stole those. How about a wet dry vac? Buy it before you need it.
There you go.
So
you don't
smart.
Use it very often, but when you need it, you need it.
Boy, the first house we bought, did we ever need one of those in the basement when it flooded, Jen?
Yeah. How about a flashlight and lots of backup batteries?
Mm-hmm.
No flashlight I ever turn on ever works. I don't know.
Isn't that
I leave
the worst one, like the power goes out? Oh, get the flashlight.
It's like fumble.
Right. But nowadays, I mean, with so many, you have a flashlight on your phone, you know, so that's at least something. All right. How about a case of bottled drinking water?
Yes. Important. We need to be able to have something to drink if there's some sort of catastrophe.
Two more here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Buy it before you need it. Spare keys for your car and your house.
Mm-hmm. I don't
it's
have
happened
that.
To me way too many times. Yeah, and I thought I hit a key and then couldn't find it. It's like, oh, what happened to that?
I know. And my dad is so good about giving me those little magnetic boxes that go like under.
Yeah.
I don't know. And finally.
Yeah.
What you need before, what you should have before you need it is cash.
Mm-hmm.
Cash. And my little thing with this, I never have cash. And this is a joke. I always fall for it. I say, Phil, do you have any 20s? He always says, go fish. So I try to get cash just from the wrong source. So those are good examples to be prepared. Always be prepared, guys.
Well, they may look like escaped convicts, but they're actually animals on the loose. Back at the beginning of September, news broke that a group of zebras had busted loose in, not Africa, suburban Maryland.
Oh, no.
Most people thought the story would end pretty quickly with the zebras being corralled and returned to the farm from which they escaped. It's not what happened. Instead, This saga has taken several interesting turns. The zebras are still on the run for over 2 months.
Zebras on the run in Maryland.
Last week, reports surfaced that only 3 zebras had escaped, not 5. They're still trying to figure this out.
And there's 2, so they've captured some, but there's 2 on the loose. They're still on the loose. So this is what the news story says. After attempts to both corral and tranquilize the zebras failed to materialize, authorities have gone back to the drawing board. The plan entails using more zebras to try and trick the escaped zebras. So they're going to send out more zebras, hoping that the 2 rebels are going to say, oh, look, it's our tribe. Let's go over there. Now, to me, if you're going to send out more zebras, they better be vetted. They better be homebodies. Otherwise, you're just going to have more zebras on the loose.
Are they committed to law enforcement, these zebras? Do you know they're on your side?
Oh. So let's see. The 2 vagabond zebras will be lured into an enclosure using their former herd mates as decoys. Apparently, 2 zebras from the farm herd will be placed in an open area surrounded by a hidden corral. Then, through a combination of food and friends, authorities hope to bait the runaway zebras into the corral.
I think they just need Morgan Freeman to come bring them back.
I can't even imagine what it's like to live in Maryland and say, did I just see a zebra? Cute.
There's nothing short of that elaborate plan that works. They've tried everything else.